This program item is of dramatic importance. And it has a title which is a deliberate one, which is the Federation at Work with Google Changing the Structure of Expectations. And I think that is precise. I have to introduce a person that I've come to know, and it's an interesting experience to come to know somebody quickly and to come to know somebody that you can have faith will give it to you directly. We'll talk about what's possible, but we'll also know what challenges there are, and we'll say that she and the people she represents are anxious to do what needs to be done. So we have the accessibility engineering and project manager for the core team at Google. It says she's from New York, but she moved to California now, so I imagine she's from California. And I want to say before putting her on that I don't know all there is to know about technology by quite a ways. And I use it from time to time, but my group knows a lot about it. And they tell me that not just my experience, but their understanding of what has happened in the last year is that the progress that has been performed, especially during the last few months, has just been positively extraordinary. It's been incredible almost, because to take a thing that has as many differences in it and make as many changes in it demonstrates a genuine commitment. Consequently, it is a pleasure to welcome our next person to come. Here is Eve Anderson.
Everybody, It is a great pleasure and honor to be here. What an amazing week this has been, getting to meet so many of you here at the convention and learn from your experiences and get feedback on our products and get to give demos of some of our products. It's been beautiful. Before coming here, I stopped over in Atlanta and I was able to attend the opening ceremony for the National Association of the Deaf Convention. And it took place in the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. This is the church where Martin Luther King attended as a young child. This is the church where he preached as an adult. And to be standing in that spot where that great man was really moving to me. And of course, the reason it was so moving is that he preached equality for all. And this is something that I've believed in for my whole life. And now to be able to work at Google, leading our accessibility engineering efforts to further that goal of equality for all is really important to me. So thank you. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about what we're doing at Google to further accessibility. I'm going to do something we don't normally do at Google, which is crack open the door a little bit and give you a peek at some of the inner workings of what's going on. My goal is to show you that we are serious about accessibility at Google. And I want to tell you about structural changes that we've made. We don't want to launch our products, get feedback about features being inaccessible, and then apply Band-Aids after the fact. That's not sustainable. Working that way is not sustainable. It's also not fair to the people who use our products. So we've made these changes with the goal of incorporating accessibility into the design, the engineering, and the testing of our products. So I'd like to give you a little bit of background. And Dr. Maurer alluded to this. Google is made of many independent teams. In fact, Google encourages creativity and experimentation and individual creativity and efforts. And that means that putting into place a cultural change like this is not quick and it's not easy, but it's something that we're doing. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of our efforts. As I mentioned, I lead our accessibility engineering team. This is a group that grew organically within Google over time through the passions of individuals who cared about accessibility in the organization. And over time, it has become more structured and more systematic. And this team has people with expertise in user experience design, engineering, testing, assistive technologies, user research. We have program managers who work throughout Google to help put things into place. We have a writer who's dedicated full-time to accessibility writing. And we have people who specialize in education. Speaking of education, all new engineers who enter Google in our major engineering centers, that's Mountain View, California, New York, and Zurich, Switzerland, they are now all required to go through a one-hour accessibility workshop in their first couple of weeks at Google. This is a hands-on workshop in which they learn about mobile accessibility as well as web accessibility, and they actually have to write some code right there in the workshop to make a web application accessible. We've also launched over 10 other internal courses to teach about web accessibility, Android accessibility, iOS accessibility, assistive technologies, testing techniques, user experience design, running user studies for accessibility, and others. We also have a course that we developed that we released to the public, an online course, Introduction to Web Accessibility, for free. Medical assistance is needed in New York. Ohio. Are we okay? Okay, thank goodness. Okay. In terms of education, there's a huge shortage of women, minorities, and people with disabilities in the software industry. And we're trying to address that as well. We are now offering to pay the tuition for anybody with a disability to take courses in the code school to learn software engineering techniques. And by the way, my team is hiring, so feel free to come up to me afterwards if you or someone you know is a great engineer. Another effort we put into place is releasing guidelines related to accessibility internally. We have engineering guidelines in place for engineers to follow as they develop their products. We've also released internally user experience guidelines to be used in the design of our products so that they're designed correctly from the beginning. Every year, we hold a conference called I/O. It's a pretty big conference out in San Francisco. And this year, we launched our design standards for what's called the material design. It describes how each of our applications should behave, and it's also to be used by external developers in designing their applications for Android. And for the first time, right at release, we included accessibility guidelines in our design principles. So our goal, of course, is not just for Google to make more accessible products, but we want the whole world to make more accessible products. One amazing thing that I've witnessed in this role, over the past year, I've seen that in the early days, we used to have to push accessibility on product teams and try to force them to commit to making accessible products. And now the relationship has changed. People are coming to us for advice. It's becoming a pull relationship, and we have trouble keeping up. We've been holding user experience studies with people with disabilities so that we can learn how people really use our products. And in the past few months, we've had studies going in Zurich, New York, and Mountain View, and I got to attend some myself. These user studies are so important for us so that we can learn, and we caught so many things just going through those studies. And I'd like to invite any of you who would like to participate in user studies to sign up. We have an email address that we created especially for this convention. And if you'd like to participate, just send a message. It doesn't have to say anything. Just send a message from your own email address to nfb2014@google.com. I'll repeat that, nfb2014@google.com, and then you'll receive an email reply, and at a later date, you'll be asked to sign up for a user study in your area of the world. We're also sponsoring research by universities, as well as doing research ourselves. We have faculty research awards that we give out, and we have now started giving out awards specifically for research into accessibility. Another very important thing we're doing is engaging with the community by being here, by meeting as many people as we can. And I want to say that the NFB has been such an important partner to us. The amazing Ann Taylor and team have given us so much feedback. And they're an absolute pleasure to work with, and I'm extremely grateful. So let's move on to some of the tangible improvements. It's great that we're making these structural improvements, but I also just want to show that they're leading to changes that are visible in our products. And I'll just focus on one right now, which is a really important suite of products for education and the workplace. And that is Google Drive, which is our file sharing system, as well as documents, spreadsheets, slides, and forms. We have been working to increase accessibility support when these products are used using JAWS, NVDA, VoiceOver, and Chromevox. We've done comprehensive testing to make sure that everything is keyboard accessible. And we've also put in refreshable Braille display support in Docs and Slides. One of the big advantages to using these tools, at least for me, over traditional desktop productivity applications, is the ability to collaborate easily with other people. And we have recently put in support so that if you're editing a document and somebody else is editing the same paragraph, then the screen reader will announce that to you so that you can collaborate in real time. And we've also made revision history completely accessible so that if one of your collaborators messes up your document, you can go back and fix it. The latest version of Drive was built with accessibility from the ground up. This was one of our case studies for this new model of working. And our team, the core accessibility engineering team, worked very, very closely with Drive engineers, some of whom specialize in accessibility themselves, to correctly design, build, test the product, run user studies, etc. And it is being rolled out gradually, as many of our products are. Over the next few weeks, people will start getting access to the new Drive in their accounts. So I hope you like it. The University of Michigan is a university that we've been working with very closely. And the Chief Information Officer, Laura M. Patterson of the University of Michigan, I'm just going to read out this quote that she gave us. She said, "The latest improvements in Google Drive and Docs for users of assistive technology are a major step forward and exemplify Google's commitment to making their products available to all members of our community." So we've been working across the board and on many, many different products, and I just wanted to give you that one example. I think a very important message, though, for me to leave you with is that we acknowledge that there's still a long way to go. This is a lot of work, but it's hugely important, and we'll keep striving for it. Google believes, and I believe, that everybody in the world has a right to education and to jobs that are relevant in the information age, and to communication and entertainment, and we're not going to stop until we get there with Google's products. We want to be part of the solution. Thank you to all of you for your feedback, your support, and thank you to the NFB and to Dr. Maurer for inviting me to come and speak. Thank you very much, everyone.
It's just the kind of message I would expect from a person like you, and I'm glad you came to give it, because if I'd given it, people might wonder, but if you give it, they know that if there is a problem, we'll tell you, and if we like it, we'll tell you too. And we love to like it, and we love to work with people who love to work with us, and I've found that you have come to be like that. So it's great to welcome you.